Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
It is the next edition of the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Lindsay, today's question comes in from Leon Teberg, I think is his last name. He said, "Hi Coach, I've been struggling with a knee problem for about 3 years now. After a long time of being lazy and hardly doing any exercise at all, he's been to 2 physios, 2 bike kineticists, 2 surgeons, and a podiatrist as well. All of them, with the exception of the podiatrist who's helped him get proper shoes, told him that the problem is ITB and gave him a long list of exercises to do to strengthen the various muscles. Unfortunately, it hasn't worked." He says he's come up with a plan of his own. He Googled the issue and found more strengthening and stretching exercises and added those to the list from the professionals. He stopped attempting to run for about 2 months and just worked on doing the exercises during those 2 months. On his return to running, he found a running plan on another running website, and it was for beginners. People straight off the couch. He runs only on the treadmill to make sure that he can control the pace and that he runs at, and to ensure that he runs on a level surface to start with. About 5 weeks into the 8-week plan, the pain started again. From here, things went downhill. One of the surgeons suggested surgery if the exercise plan doesn't work. What's your take on getting an ITB release done?
Look, it's one of those operations that has had moderate success. So, you know, I know people that have had to have it more than once. So, it's difficult for me to say yes, go for it, because I do know that there are people that have had the operation and it has worked, and other people that it hasn't really worked and they've had to repeat it. And I think the reason is because in some cases, enough rest will take care of the problem, and building up slowly enough will take care of the problem. And in other cases, unless the actual biomechanical issue itself is taken care of, that even once you heal it and you stop the band from rubbing the way that a normal band does, there's still some catching of the band. So look, this is a tough one, because obviously he's done a lot of research and seen a lot of people. But it's also difficult to know, because I'm not entirely sure the ITB diagnosis is right, only because I haven't seen him, and the description of the knee pain isn't enough. So I'm not saying it isn't, but I'm just saying I can't say for sure that it is. And on the second front is, you know, as to what's particularly causing it and the list of exercises that they've given him, you know, depending on whether it is weak glutes or whether it's tight glutes or whether it's tight hip flexors, which it's tight hip flexors more often than not, but whichever one of those it is, some of those exercises contradict each other. So, you know, if he's doing a whole long list of exercises trying to cover all his bases, you know, in some ways he may not be sorting out the issue. There could be, you know, particularly in a situation like this, it could well be that even though he's strengthening the right thing, that he's making the actual thing that's causing it worse. So it's very this is probably one of the hardest questions I've had to answer on this kind of forum. Just so much more information before I can say to him, yes, go and have a snip. But certainly if I just weigh up everything he's done, it sort of feels like surgery is not the worst option. It's a very simple procedure. You can start running quite soon afterwards. Without more information, I'm afraid that's the best advice I can give.
Cool stuff. Lindsay, thank you very much. We're back again with another edition of the Ask Coach Perry podcast tomorrow. Get your questions in. AskCoachPerry.com is the website.
Thank you for listening to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. To get Lindsay to answer your question, go to AskCoachPerry.com or email myquestion@AskCoachPerry.com.